The European Union said today it would start paying earthquake-stricken Haiti the first part of 100 million euros in promised aid to help the government pay salaries, rebuild roads, and repair schools. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy for Haiti, Bill Clinton, is urging UN officials to provide better shelter and sanitation for hundreds of thousands living in temporary camps at risk from floods and landslides as the rainy season approaches. The Communications Director for the World Health Organization, Paul Garwood, said a fresh appeal has been launched and that Haitians will need more help as the rains begin.
In Haiti, the current health threats in the context of the seasonal rains include the risks of outbreaks of infectious and communicable diseases. These include waterborne diseases such as diarrhea, as well as other vector-borne diseases like malaria. And we've seen no increase and no kind of reported outbreaks and no rise in infectious disease cases as yet. But when we consider the fact that there could well be, you know, increased amounts of water deluging parts of Haiti where there are crowded settlements of people, some which may have very challenged sanitation systems, the risks of outbreaks linked to water and the close confines of people together are high. The needs are great, and more assistance will be required over the next weeks and months